Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Acts 8:35. Earlier this same evangelist Philip had preached in Samaria. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Acts 8:5. The preaching of Philip caused the Samaritans to believe. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Acts 8:12. Jesus was the Christ who had come to establish the kingdom of God. In his sermon on Pentecost, Peter had preached, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." Acts 2:36. Peter had confessed during the earthly ministry of Jesus, and Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Matthew 16:16. Upon this divine foundation, Jesus Christ would build his church and establish his kingdom. "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Matthew 16:18-19. After Philip had preached Jesus to the Ethiopian in the desert, he confessed, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Acts 8:37. Jesus Christ is the message that must be proclaimed to the world, for through his name we have salvation. "This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4:11-12. When Saul of Tarsus encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus, Saul asked, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." Acts 9:5. When Peter was directed to the household of Cornelius, the message of the apostle was how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed with the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38. The Holy Spirit began the marvelous book to the Romans, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. Romans 1:1. Out of the city of Nazareth came a prophet named Jesus, who would impact the world for all time to come. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.